What's going on, guys? Welcome all to my podcast. You know, I want to talk about an event that's been happening recently in the Dominican Republic. As you know, my nationality is Haitian, which is the other half of the island that shares the Hispaniola with them. And I want to talk about recently two Black American couples plus one woman plus David Ortiz was shot down there. Listen, I want to tell you something about Dominican Republic and their history. They are a very colorist country. A lot of them lean more towards their Spaniard ancestors, which, you know, the Spaniards were white people with blonde hair, blue eyes, until, you know, they started raping a lot of the Indian and slaves and Africans that they brought over to the Hispaniola. Mainly the east half of the Hispaniola where Dominican Republic lies. Before it was Dominican Republic, it was Santo Domingo, of course, which they still kept as their capital. Now, they have a lot of hate for us as Haitian people simply because of our skin color. And history has a lot to do with it. What's the history? Well, after 1803, when we defeated the French at the Battle of Vertier, and we claimed our independence January 1st, 1804. And this was our fault, of course, but there's different perspectives how you look at things. The second president of Haiti, Jean-Pierre Boyer, he decided to take over the whole island and subjugate their half for 22 years. From 1822 to 1844. So they, of course, in their eyes, seen it as oppression. The president, as their eyes, seen it as protection from Spain. Because Spain had just left their half of the island. So he sought to protect them by, of course, colonizing, but using military might. That, of course, shows that you're not protecting people, but you're more like subjugating them. So I understand. Fast forward that they had a dictator called Rafael Trujillo, they would say in Spanish, which the United States knew about, but did nothing about. Actually, the United States supported him. And he was killing thousands of Haitians. And the reason he used to do it to not seem like a maniac, even though he was, is that if the Haitians could not pronounce the word papaya, which is the fruit, then they would get killed. Now, you know, we speak different languages, Haitian Creole, and they speak Spanish. But some of our words sound the same, but the different inflection in the voice is, of course, differentiating and showing the context and the difference between both of our languages. So because the Haitian people couldn't pronounce that word, Rafael Trujillo, you know, he killed thousands of Haitians because of that. After that, we had our differences, of course. I'm not going to lie and say that they didn't help us. Of course, they helped us. They were the first to help us during the 2010 Haiti earthquake. But it's just that their government and majority of Dominicans, they're not all of them. I have friends that are Dominican. You know, they just hate the Haitian people. And if you would dare to ask any of them what if they're black, they'll probably snap on you and say, no, I'm not black. I'm Dominican or whatnot. Even if they're some of the darkest, Dominicans will still say that. But I want people to know, going there, I know I can't tell nobody what to do, but going there is not very safe. And a lot of Americans just go there because it's cheap and, of course, nice. Of course, they have beautiful resorts. Haiti has resorts too. Jamaica has resorts. St. Lucia has resorts. Seychelles, near the coast of Africa, has resorts. Even African nations have resorts. Everywhere has resorts. You don't necessarily have to go to Dominican Republic. But if you don't want to listen, if you want to do whatever you want to do, that is up to you. But if you look at the news, numerous Americans, couples, two American couples, plus others, plus David Ortiz. But I think people are saying it was because he was cheating or something like that. But they end up missing, and America is not really trying to focus on that. They report it here and there. I've seen on the news. But they're not putting a travel, level 4 warning travel on them, which means that it's very dangerous at the island. People are getting killed. So as more of you Americans, especially Black Americans, travel there, all I can say to you is be very, very careful and stay in groups and do not trust everybody that you see there. I'll talk to you guys in the next episode.